The ITB News Podcast is brought to you by Jordan, Kingdom of Time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the ITB News Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Outhwaite. Now, each episode, we're going to be bringing you up to date on news and market trends from around the world of travel. We're also going to have an exclusive interview every episode, and this episode's interview is with Dennis Hutig, and he is the Vice President Upscale of Steigenberger Hotels and Resorts. This episode, we're going to be looking at hospitality, the road to sustainability, and during the chat with Dennis, we are also going to be focusing on the luxury sector. Now let's take a look at some news from the ITB newsroom. And remember, you can visit the newsroom yourself at news.itb.com. Sanctuary Tambarare has launched in Kenya, offering the perfect balance of adventure and serenity. The boutique resort looks over the award-winning Ol Pejeta Conservancy, 90,000 acres of wild African landscape, where the Big Five roam, including the last two northern white rhinos in the world. Guests can choose from 10 luxury canvas tents, which are each individually decorated with teak floors, contemporary furnishings, and unique touches that reflect the local culture. Sanctuary Retreats began in 1999 in Kenya and now run camps in Botswana, Namibia, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia. Daytime activities include tracking lions, horse riding with rhinos, and spotting elephants, giraffes, zebra, and gazelles. A five-star service is offered at the stunning wildlife retreat, which is perfect for relaxing and enjoying sundowners in the shadow of Mount Kenya. Some positive news from Jordan Tourism, with occupancy up to 90%, especially during the Eid holidays. There are also a number of new hotel developments, including the Ritz-Carlton Amman, which opened in May. Here, the high standards associated with the global brand's properties will combine with elements celebrating the country's culture. Altogether, the new build property will comprise 228 guest rooms, including 34 suites and 90 Ritz-Carlton residences available for purchase. The new Crowne Plaza 5-star will be opened in Petra, whilst the Ayla Oasis mega project in Aqaba, a Red Sea destination, will be a must on a trip to Jordan, as it can be easily added to a trip after Petra and Wadi Rum. Luxury travel platform Bare Lux Japan has teamed up with the Sabre Corporation to better connect its hoteliers to global markets and improve traveller experience. The travel platform boasts a global network of luxury travel designers and leading luxury hotels in Japan, and also runs a business-to-business membership portal. Bare Lux Japan aims to develop and deliver a luxury travel ecosystem to help the international market access the rich traditions and culture of Japan. And this new relationship will further cement Sabre's growing footprint in Japan while opening further access for Bare Lux member hoteliers. It means they'll be able to access both domestic and international travellers and strategically target markets that are able to travel or want to travel once borders reopen. Hilton Garden Inn is one of the latest brands of the Hilton Group to open new properties across Latin America. Five properties have opened in the region since the end of 2021. One of Hilton's fastest growing brands in Latin America is the Hilton Garden Inn, and the US group has a strong presence in the region with more than 180 properties welcoming guests in the Caribbean and Latin America. Hilton Garden Inn prototype offers a streamlined design featuring local materials and designers, a color palette inspired by the destination, and also food and beverage programs that reflect the local flavors. Hilton Garden Inn's most recent opening comprises five properties in Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, and Peru. And opened in October 2021, Hilton Garden Inn Santiago del Estero, Argentina, is the first international hotel chain to arrive in the destination. Booking.com has revealed the trends that are shaping sustainable travel in 2022. Climate, community, and choice are the top considerations among holidaymakers when researching sustainable travel options, according to the latest research from Booking.com. The research provides an insight into travel sustainability from more than 30,000 travellers across 32 countries and territories, and it obviously highlights that the impact of travellers' trips remains top of mind, with 71% of these people saying that they want to travel more sustainably over the coming 12 months, and this is a 10% increase on the same question in its 2021 results. 81% of travellers have confirmed that sustainable travel is important to them, and half of all respondents cited that recent news about climate change influenced them towards a more sustainable travel choice. While 78% of global travellers said they intend to stay in a sustainable property at least once in the coming year, there is still more to do to make sustainable accommodation options more visible. Of those who'd said they'd not stayed in sustainable accommodations over the past year, 31% said they didn't know that they existed, and 29% said they still did not know how to find them. This episode, I'm going to be chatting with Dennis Hutig, and he is the Vice President Upscale of Steigenberger Hotels and Resorts, Jazz in the City, and House of Beats. Dennis has over 25 years of experience working in the upscale and luxury segment. This interview is brought to you by Steigenberger Hotels, Deutsche Hospitality. Thank you so much for your time today, Dennis. So how was it taking on a new or additional role during the pandemic? There must have been quite a few challenges.
Well, it's true, but due to the pandemic, not really the role has changed. It was and it is always an operational challenge. We have a little bit to differentiate between the lockdowns. Because of the first lockdown, of the huge uncertainty, we have closed most of our hotels. And you can imagine, this is not part of our DNA, closing hotels. It's more to open hotels. We recognize after the first lockdown that the reopening, despite the short-term closing, was very, very hard, and it took time to be on track again. And further to the fact of the mandatory maintenance of our hotels, we must have a core team in place, and therefore we decide for the lockdown two to let the hotels open within limited services. So no restaurant, no breakfast, no bar, and this according to the restriction of the government. The biggest challenge we had was to keep the employees on track, give them the confidence of our branch, of our business model, and to be prepared for the recovery of the business. And imagine what the pandemic made to the daily life of our employees. This was quite hard to handle. And all of this with no guarantee of regaining of our profitable business. So we are now back on track with April to gain a profitable business. So now we are looking very positive in the future, to be honest.
Yeah, because it feels like we're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel after all of this.
Right.
What about customers' habits and tastes? Do you think they have changed post-pandemic in any ways?
Not after the first lockdown, because the expectation after the first lockdown was in the same way as before. Just with the second lockdown, they changed a little bit the habits. But what we recognized was a huge catch-up effect. So they want to visit the hotels, and primarily on the leisure base. So not on a business base, more on a leisure. But there was hot to have vacations, to have sightseeing tours, and to love again the hotels. This with a willingness to pay more, focused on domestic and earthbound destinations and arrival by car. So we have to make some promotions combined with the car, because also for the Germans, it's quite important. They love their cars. And if they arrive at our hotels, the first question is, where can I park my car? And then afterwards, where can I sleep? So it was a little bit different.
So I know you've got some exciting news. You've got the new brand House of Beats. So I'd love to hear a little bit about this.
In the end of the day, it's the next level, the next step, developing of our existing brand, Jazz in the City, quite successful. And the brand pillars are the music, pop, street arts, fashion as a new pillar, and the local talents, heroes, and also as a new pillar, body and mind. Our vision is to become the most wanted brand to experience the spirit, lifestyle, fashion, and music of the city.
So it really does sound like a full lifestyle brand, not just a hospitality brand.
Yeah, be thrilled. We have some in plan, and I'm very thrilled to open the first one.
Exciting. Who will House of Beats appeal to, do you think?
The first one is planned in Hamburg-Hafen City, and our target group are young dynamic. So it's not special for Steigenberger, so it's new. So with this brand, we want to catch the target group, young, dynamic people, thrilled to have great network and experience in our hotels.
So I know, of course, for a lot of businesses, sustainability, of course, is a big priority. So in what kind of ways have you had to consider this within the brands?
In the end of the day, it's not dependent to a brand. And it's not a priority because it's part of our DNA. And we as Deutsche Hospitality takes care about the environment and has established a long time before a special committee on the highest management level to develop activities. Furthermore, we implement internal audits to guarantee also the implementation of all activities, and these for all DH hotels as well as for the corporate office. Background for us is how to handle things on a daily basis with the full responsibility of our environment. Just give you a few examples. We have some operational tasks. It means training on human rights and modern slavery. This is via DH Learning. Training of all staff members of new corporate social responsibilities training, also via DH e-learning, training on all locally relevant topics, waste management, et cetera, et cetera. Second is a green building task, increase of energy efficiency by optimization of settings of technical facilities and equipment, retrofit the energy saving light bulbs for LEDs, et cetera, et cetera. The third one is green services. What does it mean? Switch to a minimum of 30% of vegan and vegetarian dishes as a mandatory standard. Measures to reduce food waste and increase the recycling rate of waste. And of course, our also behavior of procurement, sort of regional and seasonal fruits and vegetables. These are just to give you an idea what are we doing in this committee.
It really sounds like it's a core value then of the brand, definitely.
That's true, yeah.
That's excellent to hear. So are there any new properties opening in the foreseeable future?
Obviously, because what I mentioned before, in our DNA is not closing hotels, it's more to open hotels. Our main focus is, to be honest, on the eco and mid-scale segments with our brand Sleep and Intercity, but obviously also Steigenberger House of Beats, and just in the city will have some growing. So for the next upcoming 12 months, we plan 5 Steigenbergers around the world, mainly in China, UAE, Qatar, and Egypt. 12 intercity hotels around the world, in Germany, in Muscat, and some in China, for example, in Shanghai. And also, as mentioned before, some House of Beats in Hamburg, and we are closing or short for closing of further contracts, but I can't give you any information about it, but okay. Be thrilled that they come some, believe it.
That does sound like very exciting and positive news though. Now I've got a slightly difficult question for you, particularly considering the past 2 years, but what kind of changes in hospitality can we expect to see in your opinion in the next few years?
From my opinion, from my perspective, it's all about to switch all functionality tasks in our processes to a digital solution, to have time, more time for the personal needs and requirements of our guests without any administration work. For this, each brand has to be sharpen the profile and what they stand for. This process will never end.
Well, Dennis, thank you so much. That's been absolutely fascinating. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot for you, for your time and for the chance to have an interview.
That's just about all we've got time for today on the ITB News podcast. Thank you very much for joining us, and do make sure to like, subscribe, comment and share, and join me next time for more news from around the world of travel. This podcast was brought to you by Jordan, Kingdom of Time.